Welcome back. Now, once you've completed the work you're going to do on your page, you can then save that page. Once you save the page, you can then exit out to the page settings. We are now in the funnel settings area, and there are quite a few things that you can do here to make sure that your funnel works the way you want it to work. You'll see here is you'll see that you have the steps available to you. You'll be able to come and look at the statistics for your funnel. You'll be able to see the customers that have purchased from you, and you'll be able to control the funnel from the settings area. We'll now look at the funnel settings. Now, every funnel and set of pages that you work with inside of ClickFunnels will have these settings associated with it. And we're looking in particular at an opt-in page funnel. However, this same set of tools will be available to you even if you have sales pages or landing pages. Now, it's here where you can name your funnel, and this will be available to you inside of your ClickFunnels dashboard. You can associate it with the domain that you set up. So what we're going to do here is we're going to associate this funnel with the actual domain that's already set up. We can determine the path for this funnel, so we can change the name to a brandable name. If you have an identifying or branding favicon, you can set up the URL here in this area. Now, you are going to want to set up your account SMTP settings. We will be going over that in another video. Once you've done that, you can save and update your settings. You'll also notice here that there is another step in this funnel. Now, because this was a pre-made funnel, this actually comes with a thank you page and a set of templates that you have available to you. So, for example, what we can do here is we can also go to the other page associated with the opt-in page in this funnel. We can choose a template to use with this page. For example, we can choose to select this particular template. And what we can do is we can then begin to edit this page just as we did the opt-in page. And if you go to edit your page, you'll see the set of tools available to you to edit the page just as you did with the initial page that we looked at in this course. We're now going to edit out back to the funnel settings. You're going to notice that each of the pages has a tab associated with it. There is a ClickFunnels automation tab. What you can do is you can add in different elements that happen when this page is executed. For example, we can add in a new action, and these events are going to be triggered based on the action associated with this particular page. We also have publishing options. And what you can do here is you can determine individual elements of this individual page within your funnel. We can determine the path of this funnel. We can determine the path of this page. And we can update that funnel step. And there are several other options available to you here. The same would be true with your thank you page as it is set up in the funnel. You can set up those steps and brand them the way you want them to be. We will update this funnel step. What you can do now from your page is that you can take a look at your funnel step according to the domain that you have set up. So, for example, we can click on this thank you page and we can see the page live as it will look on the web. We can take a look at our other page. And because we have set it up with a branded name, we can now look at it on the web. And we can now see our page the way our customer will see it. Now, even though we have worked with this particular opt-in page, we have walked through the steps that you will need to know in order to make changes to any particular page or funnel. Okay, so with that, thanks, and I will see you in another video.